But you know, do you notice about that? They're all perishable crowns. Paul speaks of an imperishable crown, an incorruptible crown. They strove to honour their gods, but Paul strove to honour his God and his Saviour, Jesus Christ. I think that's what Paul is referring to when he speaks of the Bema. But you know, the wonderful thing about the games and the Bema seat was, while they received those temporal rewards, the great rewards were when they got back to their towns and villages from where they came. They would literally be given the keys to the city, a term which we use today. And remember, our conquering athletes come home and they're given the keys to the city for the day or the week, which means they have great authority for that short period of time. And here they were given homes, they were given wealth and power and responsibilities. You see, it went far beyond that little judgment at the Bema seat. It meant eternal and long-lasting rewards for them. And so it will be for us when we finally reach our eternal home. God will give us, I believe, great responsibilities. Well, those are the crowns of life that are promised to every believer in Christ, the crown of life, those who are faithful through trials. Many of you have heard of the dealings that John Short has had up there in Korea and his capture. You know, John is a really faithful brother of Christ. And you know the reason he went into there? The North Koreans are suffering terrible persecution under the regime. They took a whole 10 men out of a village recently up there. And because they possessed Bibles, they took them out and publicly brought all the women and children and men of the village together and shot them all. There's a testimony. Don't be found with scriptures. The Christians in northern China are getting refugees fleeing out of northern Korea. And if the Chinese catch them, they send them straight back. And they face terrible judgment for leaving the country. The Christians are hiding them. And John has been helping to provide food to feed them in those areas. Don't believe all you read in the newspapers about how foolish he might have been. He had a mission there. You see, those Christians have been faithful through trials. The crown of righteousness. Those who look for his comings. I hope everybody wears that crown. Crown of glory, those who shepherd the flock of God with the right motives. The crown of rejoicing, what a wonderful crown that will be, the soul winner's crown. But do remember, all ministry is a team effort. Ron mentioned it this morning. Paul planted, Apollo watered, but it was God that gave the increase. You do not know what small part you may play in the salvation of a soul. It may be you gave the tract that ultimately allowed somebody to lead that person to Christ. We never know where those results come. Well, the final couple of slides. We're going to be right on time. A promise to live for. Last book of the Scriptures. And it says this in Revelation 22:12. Behold, I come quickly and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. What a wonderful promise. The word quickly, of course, doesn't mean that he's coming quickly soon. It means when the events of the tribulation start, which will begin with the rapture of the church, things will move very quickly. And they do, 7 years. Well, we've looked at it. There's amazing love. That love that God was willing to send his son to die for sinful man. There's amazing grace was the fact that God accepts you and I as adopted sons despite who we are. There's amazing rapture will be the gift of God to an obedient son to claim the bride for whom he gave all. An amazing future. What an amazing future awaits us as the bride of Christ. This is what it says. In the book of Revelation, he says, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the Holy Jerusalem. I believe that's the place that Christ is preparing for each one of us. Descend out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. The moment you and I became a Christian, Christ began to prepare a place for you and I in his eternal home. And in that day I will stand amazed in his presence that he should want me, a sinner saved by grace, to be part of his bride. That still amazes me. Amazing rapture, amazing future. You know, there's a lovely hymn I love to sing. Maybe today my Lord may come. Maybe today I shall be free from sin, it tells us. Maybe today Christ will come. It's a lovely hymn, maybe today. Well, maybe today Christ will come. Before we go home from this meeting, it could be that the rapture of the church has taken place and we're with Christ, which the scripture says is far better. Shall we just close with a little word of prayer? Our Father, we thank you for the scriptures that give us so much information concerning the future. But our Father, help us not to always be looking to the future. But our Father, realize that our responsibility also lies here on the earth in that intervening time, that we might preach and teach, that others might share in that wonderful future, because we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen.